Hello and welcome to the conversation I wish someone had with me when I first stepped into crypto. If you're choosing your first wallet, take a breath. This choice is the quiet foundation of everything you'll do next. Skip it, and people don't just get frustrated, they get burned. I've taught crypto and DeFi to hundreds of beginners and pros, and I kept seeing the same pattern. Smart, excited people jumping in with a wallet that didn't match their goals. Weeks later, they were juggling apps, confused, and worried about security. Most losses weren't Hollywood hacks, they were preventable. In one recent year, everyday users lost around $1.8 billion to scams. Not because the tech failed, but because of rushed decisions, fake links, and the wrong tools. Today I want to give you a clear path. By the end, you'll know which first wallet fits you, what habits keep you safe, and how to move with confidence in the US regulatory mindset. No law degree required. And if you want the deep dive, it's in the written guide. Here's the idea that changes everything. There is no best wallet for everyone. Only the best wallet for your goals, your comfort with tech, and your risk tolerance. Like choosing shoes, running, hiking, or a wedding, the wrong pair ruins the day. Let's break down the three kinds of wallets, in plain English. Hardware wallets are like a high-quality safe. Ledger and Trezor are the big names. Your keys, the secret that proves your coins are yours, stay offline. Internet scammers can't just sneak in. It's slower, and you pay for the device, but that's the point. This is savings, not coffee money. If you're investing for the long run, this is a strong foundation. Software wallets live on your phone or computer. MetaMask, Exodus, Trust Wallet. They're your everyday wallets. Great for moving around, trying apps, swapping tokens, buying NFTs. Quick and convenient, but connected to the internet. So use extra caution. Fine for daily use, not for life savings. Custodial wallets are when a company like Coinbase or Kraken holds your keys. Like using a bank, easy logins, password resets, smooth on-ramps from dollars. The trade-off, you trust their security and rules. Great for learning, buying, and trading, but not the place for large long-term holdings. Now, what's your goal? If you're holding Bitcoin, Ethereum, or a few blue chips for years, prioritize safety. A hardware wallet plus disciplined habits is your best friend. Write down your recovery phrase, buy hand, offline, and store it privately. Consider a metal backup for fire and water. That one choice prevents most of the problems I see. If you're here for trading and DeFi, swapping tokens, liquidity yields, use a software wallet that fits your chain. MetaMask for Ethereum and compatible chains. Phantom for Solana. You want a wallet that plays nicely with decentralized apps and makes gas fees and approvals clear. My favorite setup for active users, a split. A spending wallet with limited funds for daily moves, and a savings wallet on a hardware device. Groceries in cash, nest egg in a vault. If you're joining a specific community, an NFT project, a DAO, a particular chain, use the wallet that community supports. It sounds obvious, but it saves hours of frustration and reduces the chance of clicking a fake support link. Here's a simple US-friendly starter path. Begin on a reputable, compliant exchange to turn dollars into crypto. Complete the identity checks. Under US rules, many platforms have to verify who you are. Then, withdraw a small amount to your own wallet. Always test with a tiny transfer first. When it lands, do the rest. That one habit, testing with 10 or 20 bucks, has saved more people than I can count from sending funds to the wrong address or network. Let's touch on the US landscape without legal jargon. First, identity checks. Many crypto services operate like money transmitters. They collect your name, address, and tax details for certain transactions and monitor for suspicious activity. If a platform never asks for anything, that's not a badge of honor. It's often extra risk. Second, taxes. The IRS treats crypto like property. Every time you sell or swap a coin, even crypto to crypto, it can be taxable. Keep records. Many wallets and exchanges connect to tax tools. Boring now, lifesaver later. Third, securities. Some tokens may be treated like investments under securities laws. The rules are evolving and regulators are strict. Practically, stick with reputable assets and platforms. Be skeptical of guaranteed returns. If it sounds like a sure thing, the risk is hiding somewhere. Now, safety habits, the human layer. These small moves deliver outsized protection. Never share your recovery phrase. Not with support, not with friends, not with anyone. It's the master key. Bookmark official sites for your wallet and exchange, and use those bookmarks every time. Most losses come from convincing fake websites, not broken code. Use a small test transaction when sending to a new address. Tap the brake before the turn. Keep your devices updated. Updates patch your digital doors and windows. Separate your worlds. Hardware wallet for savings, a different software wallet for experiments. Diversify not just what you own, but where you keep it. Remember, your wallet choice should evolve as your goals evolve. You don't need to get it perfect on day one. Start with what matches your current goal. Exploring DeFi? Add a software wallet. Holdings growing? Bring in a hardware wallet. New chain? Use the wallet that chain recommends. Changing your setup isn't failure, it's thoughtful. Most pain in this space comes from speed, not complexity. People rush, click the link that looks right, or don't triple check an address. Slow down by 10 seconds, and you'll move faster in the long run. Here's a quick way to decide today. Long-term holder, get a hardware wallet, set it up carefully, and practice one small transaction until it feels boring. Active explorer, pick a trusted software wallet for your chain, lock down your device, and keep only what you need for the week in that wallet. Easiest start, use a custodial exchange to learn the basics, then graduate to self-custody when you're comfortable. Throughout, your future self will thank you for neat records, clear bookmarks, and one extra safety check before every send. None of this is about perfection. It's about stacking simple, wise choices. Choose the right tool for the job. Use it the way it's meant to be used. Respect the rules enough to stay out of trouble. Let your setup grow with you. If this sparked a few light bulbs, the written guide goes deeper into wallet nuances and step-by-step best practices. For now, you've got the map. Pick your goal, pick your wallet, and take your first step confidently and with your future self in mind. Thanks for spending this time with me. Keep your keys safe, keep your curiosity alive, and I'll see you in the next one.